15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico's.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, folks. We're here. Just give us one second. Had some housekeeping to do, and it's just the static screen right now, so let me move it over. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It is the 1st of May. Oh, it's the... Shit, I got a song I need to play for everybody tonight.
Oh, no.
Do you know what the song is?
It's May... No idea it's May Day.
No. You guys don't know? Okay, that's fine. I'm good with that because that makes it even more fun. Do you guys know who Jonathan Colton is?
Yeah, fuck.
He was like a nerdy folk singer guy kind of.
Yeah.
He did Code Monkey. He did All We Want to Do Is Eat Your Brains.
Yeah.
He did the song for Portal, for GLaDOS, mm-hmm. or the both Portal games. I don't know if you ever played those ones.
Yes, of course. Of course.
He did both songs for that one, Still Alive and the Once You Gone.
Oh, okay.
But he also has this song where it's called The 1st of May. And I'm mad that I didn't get this until just now. So let me see if I can find it real quick.
I'm just mad in general.
Oh, yeah, here we go. I found it. Let me go ahead and click that so you guys can hear it. And I don't care if it gets a copyright thing. I don't appreciate it. So it's like your usual milk toast, you know, folksy.
I woke up this morning. I had a scone and a large house plan. Then a little conversation with my squirrel and chipmunk friends. I said I'm sick and tired of wind, and I wish that it was spring. Then a little fella named Robin Redbreast began to sing. And he sang, ooh, child, what you think the cold winter's gonna last forever? Ooh, child, now's the time for all the people to get together.
Look how happy Kyle's.
First of May, outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing.
Yes, so it's May 1st, outdoor fucking starts today. All of his songs kind of have that little bit of a twist to him where it sounds like
yep.
this nice folksy kind of song. But like one of my favorites from him is Skull Crusher Mountain. God, that one's funny as shit.
Look how
talking
happy.
About a super villain genius kidnaps a woman and keeps her against her will. He's like, I'm going to make you love me kind of thing. He's meant to be just a terrible fucking person, but it's funny as hell.
Look how happy you make Kyle.
Oh, God. Always forget. Every year. Every year you do that.
I forgot. I couldn't believe I forgot today. I'm so mad at myself.
Oh, my God.
Look, I can't believe it's... Oh, apparently he's got connections to They Might Be Giants. I didn't realize that. Bicycle mm-hmm. Legs just said that to us in our chat.
Oh, play Particle Man.
I love Particle. No, that one will get copyrighted hit on us. We'll definitely get that one. But I mean,
can't believe I remember that song.
Particle Man is from Flood. That was, holy shit, that was like 91, 90 or something like that.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. Hey guys, that was 30 years ago.
Bullshit it was.
Well, it's like I go back. Have you guys gone back and looked at like any media from the time that you were young and you realize like that shit looks old? And like, wait, it didn't look that bad when I was watching it then. No, what the fuck is
wrong? But now it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I'm looking at pictures from the 90s, just the 90s, like mid 90s. Mm-hmm. And it's like that was when I was in high school, and you see a picture of it, and you're like, yeah. No, who fucking put the sepia filter on here? That's not how it looked at all. That's not it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I. Yeah. I think of shit from the 90s, and my brain still says, no, that's new.
That wasn't that
I like
long ago.
To watch when you watch an old show on Hulu and it's still in its 4:5 aspect ratio, yeah, and you're like, ugh, God. Who are we thinking?
Yeah. I'm that way with anime
what's
now.
Wrong with the resolution here. This isn't all right. No. Somebody fuck the aspect ratio. This isn't right.
Nope. I've been lucky enough to find some older anime that somebody's just hosted on YouTube because I don't really want to go spend $20 to try to find the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
So like somebody put like the original Appleseed and a bunch of the Bubblegum Crisis out there, and I fucking love Bubblegum Crisis. But anyway, I download them and I'm like, cool, I can't wait to watch this. And I double click the file to bring it up, and it's like this little big tiny of a tile on my screen. And I'm like, oh fuck, what, that's what 360 or 480p looks like. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah. You don't wanna see that. It's like dirt in your eyes. Oh, but appreciate it. No, I don't think I want to anymore.
I can't appreciate this. No.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, somebody put up a rips of the Blu-ray of the Evangelion remakes that came out on a channel. And I hurried up and downloaded those because you never know when they're going to get taken down. And you click on those and it eats up a good, at least quarter of the screen. And you're like, holy shit.
Nope.
A lot of pixels, man.
Just like, look back at how that show and I'm like, I used to like this. I used
What's that,
to like
Evangelion.
It. Yeah. And I'm like, this was really dumb. Like I look back and I'm like, God, it was such a Shinji fucking little shithead. Just do your job.
Get the fucking robot, Shinji.
Yeah. Stop whining, you little fucking crackhead. Just do your job. Stop jerking off over that girl.
It's like there's some things I can't wait to share with my kids. Like I've loved sharing like all of the Studio Ghibli movies that I've got. And I've been buying a lot more of those because they're on iTunes now.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But at the same time, it's like, there's a show I like to watch. It's called Evangelion. And I'll show them a couple of clips. They're like, wow, that looks really cool. And then I remember all the other shit that's in there. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to show you that. I'm not going to be able to sit in the room with you while you're watching. Because like, even I understand that's an awkward thing to watch with your old man. You
know? Yep. I can't wait if I ever decide to steal someone's kid.
It's really the best way to go. I mean,
yeah. Tie him to a chair and read Harry Potter with him. This is Harry Potter. No, you're not going anywhere. You're going to read these. You're going to be blown away by whimsy with me.
And even Harry Potter gets kind of lost on me sometimes where I'm reading it with him and I'm like, okay, I'm going to replace that word when I'm reading it out loud. I'm not going to say that. We've kind of dissected a couple of times on here where we've gone over people's actions, like some of the shit that Dumbledore did. And it's like
what?
Dumbledore, you're an asshole.
Like what?
Essentially raising Harry for slaughter.
I mean,
he left him with the fucking Dursleys the entire time just because he felt like it was a good idea to keep him grounded. And well, I know there's the family magic and all that other shit and stuff, but.
But he's British. That's what we do. We don't raise our children with whimsy.
And then what else was, oh, fucking Snape and his unrequited love for Lily. You know,
we stalk our lovers.
We don't tell them we love them. We just stalk them for their entire fucking life. And when they don't love me back, I betray them to my dark lord.
And then we mentally abuse their sons.
Oh, he was such a well-adjusted person. Everybody in that series, just perfect. Just, oh, God.
Did I ever tell you about, like, when I was a kid? You ever go back to media that you watched when you were a kid and you laughed at? Then when you grow up, and you're like, oh, that was fucked up. Like, okay, we all know about the whole Revenge of the Nerds and, how he totally ripped that girl. I'm going back to Revenge of the Nerds 2. Remember the second one?
The Hotel Coral Essex. I remember this.
Yeah, the Hotel Coral Essex. Remember when they went to the island and they came across? It's like, look at what we found. And I'm like, hey, funny. Look, now they smoked it and now they're acting weird. And like, I didn't get it when I was a kid. But when they grew up, I'm like, they found a whole marijuana crop. Oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, I did not understand what the hell they meant.
I just remember Booger at the beginning of that movie getting ready for the Florida trip. and dumping what I thought were like candies or something as a kid into a suitcase. And I'm cool. He's bringing some like sun-kissed little like fruit drops with him kind of thing. Cause those are all individually wrapped. And I'm like, cool. I'd do that too. Right. I didn't know they were condoms.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, wait, they're not nerds. They're perverts and neck beards. They would be horrible on Twitter today.
They'd
be incels.
90%.
Yeah, they'd be incels. They'd be incels. They founded Twitter. They would be 4chan.
Oh no. They would be.
Most of them would be 4chan. Pretty sure Goober would be 8chan.
And probably the only person out of that whole entire cast of people that turned out somewhat all right was Ogre. I bet you he's the only one that turned out fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one that yelled nerds is in the Senate now.
Yeah, that's Ogre.
Nerds! Him. That's Ogre. Yeah.
He's chugging from the cup, the huge cup, and he does the belching contest and Booger beats him on it. Man, movies.
American Pie.
There's been some times where I've been sharing stuff with the kids of stuff from my childhood, my wife and I included, where we go like we're like 10 or 20 minutes into it, we're like, fuck, this was a bad choice. It's like Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay. Remind me of that one.
Seems kind of innocuous, but like there's like you can't go to the train station by yourself. You'll get raped. It's like a kid's movie. I'm like, what the fuck?
Pause. Let's explain.
What's going on here. But the funniest thing to me is that
time.
Yeah. The funniest thing to me is that the kid that was crazy about Thor thought that Vincent D'Onofrio was Thor, the guy that worked, the mechanic that worked in the shop. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's funny as shit because he ended up becoming the
Kingpin.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably my favorite like Marvel villain so far.
Who?
Kingpin from Daredevil.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. He's
such a good villain too.
Wow.
One of the few villains in the entire series that is genuinely terrifying.
What, Pink Kingpin?
Yeah. Because he smashes that dude's head in the door with the car door.
Because he was
unhinged and he was super fucking strong.
Unhinged, intelligent, and absolutely brutal.
What was the guy, the villain in Black Panther? What was his name again?
Killmonger?
Killmonger. I say him because he was kind of right.
He was. I love Michael B. Jordan, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't terrifying.
He wasn't terrifying.
Incredibly captivating. And
he was right about all the history.
He was right. Because he was right. And then he was like, oh, yeah, you're actually right. Maybe we should just like, no, wait, you kill people, though.
Wait, you're telling me you've had all this technology, all of this stuff, and your fellow people were being, all this bad shit was happening to him while you're just sitting over here just...
Damn it.
Not doing anything about it.
You and your logic. Oh, fine. Could you imagine if that's how Thanos is like, oh, man. He's right. You know what? Go ahead. Snap.
The problem with Thanos is that he didn't ask anybody. He didn't come to the planet and be like, look, you're using way too many more resources than you should be using. How about we need to decide right here and now if you're going to live or if you feel like you might want your next generations to live. And, you know, he didn't sell it like the monorail guy from The Simpsons. He just came there and forced it upon everybody. But, you know, the crazy shit, I read an article today, and I know reading articles on the internet could be complete bullshit. Who cares? Tim Gunn's the fashion guy.
Yes.
Who the fuck is the Peter? Not James Gunn. There you go. Thank you. James Gunn.
Wrong Gunn.
So he's pretty good about picking up people's Easter eggs if people find the Easter eggs in the movies. And he'll be quick to say, yep, you found it. Good job. You know. And so for the longest time, there's been another Easter egg he's hinted at for a long time about Peter Quill's mom. And come to find out, James Gunn said, said yes to this one. He pretty much let everybody know that Peter Quill's mom was Eternity, the celestial in the Marvel Universe. Really? So Ego was his dad and Eternity was his mom. And I was like, huh, that's a really interesting theory. And you got to be a super Marvel nerd. And I'm not trying to gatekeep anybody on this shit, but to know who Eternity is, because that's one of those like overly fucking powered, story. Crazy Jack Kirby. You know, I did a lot of mushrooms in the 70s kind of
characters. Jack Kirby. Yeah.
How many kids are going to graduate in 2032 with the name Eternity?
I'm more worried about the COVIDs and the coronas.
That's true. God.
Hey, it's a good time to become a lawyer. There's going to be a lot of divorces coming up.
Speaking of COVID, we're going to talk about the lockdowns. You said Utah ain't as locked down. No. As Maryland, but you said you saw restaurants full of people.
Yeah, I went to the Buffalo Wild Wings to get my takeout today, and there's a Red Robin as I'm driving past a Red Robin Burger place. I don't know if they have those in the out on the East Coast. I know they're out
they
here.
We got them.
So, and they've been closed for who knows how many months, and you could do the curbside pickup that you've been able to do. Mm-hmm. And I go there, and it's full. Parking lot's full.
So people actually go inside and sit down?
Yeah, but you have to have a mask when you go in. And then when they seat you at your table, you have to be socially distanced from other tables. So it's not every table open, it's every other table.
Oh, nah.
And they give you paper menus instead of the plastic menus they give you. And this is what I heard from my wife, but it was just one of those things where I'm like, why would you go through the extra risk of it? And she said, well, the neighbors, and she's up on who the neighbors are, who they are and what they go through and everything. She talks to them more than I do because I found out they watched this show one time and I'm like, yep, I'm not talking to them ever again. Nope. I don't want to have to explain shit.
Yeah.
This is the same neighbor that liked Jordan Peterson. He quoted him on Facebook a few times before I said, yep, I'm done with Facebook. Yeah. Anyway, so they were at the restaurant, and the reason that he was okay going there is that his whole family just got over COVID-19.
He thinks it's like the chicken pox and you can't get it again.
That's what a lot of people are going as the assumption right now, is that I already got it. I am free to do whatever I want. Excuse me.
That might not be true.
That might not be true. And they don't exactly know how long it hangs around once you recover.
Right.
That's still kind of up in the air.
So with them relaxing shit at starting today, there was a news article by one of my favorite journalists, Ben Winslow from Fox 13. Mm-hmm. Follow him, Ben Winslow. He writes really good. He's more of a Twitter journalist than he writes articles, but it's a lot of Twitter.
He does write. But yeah, he's mostly TV.
Yeah. And so he posted a screenshot of some people that were at a bar in downtown Salt Lake at 12:03 in the morning when they lifted the ban on all this shit. I'm like, man, I've been drinking from home just about every day for the past 3 months. So, I mean, why do you need to go out and do that? It's more expensive. It's like, and they had to be socially distanced in the place, but it's like, why, man? I prefer to drink on my patio more than I like being in a skeezy ass bar at 12 mm-hmm. o'clock in the morning.
I think people just don't like being told what to do. It's like, it's American and it's freedom and blah, blah, blah. It's just this whole idea that if you swing your dick around and pretend that you're tough and don't like being told what to do, or selfishness and individuality is disguised. Selfishness is disguised as individuality, mm-hmm. you know. But in Maryland, all restaurants are closed for sit-down service. You can't go in and sit down at all, period. You go in, you order outside, and they give it to you, or you drive through, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And they have staggered hours for grocery stores and pharmacies. So, for example, if you're a senior citizen or immunocompromised, you can the grocery stores, pharmacies only open for people who are like senior citizen, 60 and older, or immunocompromised, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And that's it. No children, nobody younger than that. So that's when my parents go to the grocery store or the pharmacy in the morning because they're old. And which is a great idea, I think. So if you're immunocompromised or you're a senior citizen, you get the grocery store and the pharmacy all to yourself early in the morning.
That's gonna be nice. More worse, because those are the ones that are probably gonna more have it typically.
Well, it's not that many people.
That's good.
You know, and masks are mandatory in public.
Oh, I just realized I haven't introduced you, Auntie Skeleton, for people that are wondering. Sorry, I'm reading through the comments because I realized I haven't had the pop-out chat here, and we're going to let everybody in here in a second. They're talking about how many guns we have in the United States. Not guns, like the weapons, but
like these?
G-U-N-Ns, because I couldn't remember what the fucking name was.
That's marshmallows.
Oh, and hey, look, Joe Bacon has the shiny new, like, member badge next to his name. Look at him. He is.
How come I can't see this chat?
You're in the Zoom room, and I didn't post a link. Kyle, can you send her the link to the YouTube chat?
How dare! Well,
we're gonna bring them all here in a second, so they'll be talking to us live. So, staggered store entries and
Jacques. For not bringing me in.
Oh my god! Since we're talking, I don't know why I'm saying Jacques just brought up this whole memory, but there's a. There's a metal artist that does video game covers. It's like Family Jewels is his name. Mm-hmm. And he does a cover with like some other singer of the song from Hunchback of Notre Dame, whatever you want to call it.
Hellfire.
Yeah.
That's and my favorite Disney song.
Oh my God. It's good because the guys.
Play it.
Swear to God, it sounds like George Corpse Grinder from Cannibal Corpse, if you know what he sounds like. But.
It's my favorite Disney song. Like fire, hellfire. That's the most passionate Disney song ever. God have mercy on me. That priest was so horny. I'm
sorry. Yeah, he was.
I've seen the jokes rolling around how Disney needs to do a live action remake of that because they're doing one for Hercules right now.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, no. I know.
That's not
the singers that they have, the chorus singers, is going to make or break that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, if they
it
don't
should get be the rest of Destiny's Children.
I don't know if she's.
Not Beyonce, just the other ones.
But was it Kelly? No, Kelly. No.
Who cares?
I used to know her name. I used to know who that was. Let me look this up real quick. Family Jew.
What are your favorite video game songs? I'm sorry to make you think about that.
No, it's only because I listen to so fucking many of them, like. I was an NES player. Like I was an Atari, like Intellivision, and like what else did I have? A Commodore 64. All good systems for their time. But it wasn't until like NES came out where like the soundtrack got good. Mm-hmm. And so the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, the original one, has a banging soundtrack. Yeah. Let's see, my other favorite on the original NES, the Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest is good. Let's see. There's another one. DuckTales. DuckTales is fucking great. Like just about any Capcom or any Konami game for the time is really good. But like Bionic Commando is like one of my top because that was like the first game that I got for my NES.
Donkey Kong Country 2 had great soundtrack.
Isn't that the one that had aquatic ambience in it? Is it?
Yes, aquatic ambience and
a good fucking song. Everybody does a cover of that one.
Yeah, and the one where they're in the rigging of the ship, and it goes da 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 da. It's a great song, and I'll never forget. And the one where they're underwater and they're swimming around is that's aquatic ambience.
Yeah, that's aquatic ambience. Yeah, that's
that whole soundtrack is awesome and it's stuck with me. And the soundtrack to Silent Hill 2 is great.
Silent Hill 2 is one of the few games I started that I didn't finish.
Oh, I've beat that game so many times. I've gotten all the.
I can't.
Actually, Jesus Christ! I've got Silent Hill, I got it. Silent Hill 3 right here.
Is that the PC version?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I've got, Silent Hill 4.
Oh, geez, Rick.
The Room.
Didn't play that one.
At that one.
Right, I played here. One. I played the shit out of one, but I had to have a friend over to help me play it because I got too spooked. That game was fucking scary, man.
I contend that this one is underrated. If you
that's what I've heard from
it's underrated. This one is Silent Hill 2 is I've got it emulated on the computer I'm talking to you on right now. Probably isn't very legal, but because I cannot find a PC version of Silent Hill 2 because they never released one. It's my favorite game series.
Still looking for it. I know it's there. I was listening to it the other goddamn day.
And there's a game called The Binding of Isaac.
Oh, that's a good game too. That's a good indie fucking game right there.
Great soundtrack.
I think it's Toxic Eternity does that one. Let me see.
Yeah. And of course, Ocarina of Time's got a great soundtrack.
Yeah, it does.
Song of Storms.
You know, I've never played Majora's Mask. A lot of people tell me that I'm a terrible person for never playing that one. I never played Majora's Mask.
You see my face?
Wind Waker.
I've never played Wind Waker either because I never got a GameCube.
Yeah, I have a GameCube, but I never got that one. And then I have a Wii, but I got that late in the game's, you know, life. So I never got the Twilight Princess or...
Twilight Princess is... my favorite.
I've missed like three or four.
What'd you say?
Skyward Sword, very good.
Yeah, very Twilight good. Princess. I missed on that one too, yeah. Twilight so. Princess is, I think, better than Skyward Sword, but they're both great games.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It is better.
Yeah, Twilight Princess is both dark and grit. Skyward Sword's a little too bright for me, and the whole Loftwing, it's flying through the sky. Can get tedious. I never played Wind Waker, but I heard it's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I love Twilight Princess. I love the darkness. It's kind of reminiscent of Ocarina, but not too much. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And like I said, I'm in the middle of playing Breath of the Wild for the very first time.
Oh God!
Don't ruin it for me.
No. Just have fun with that. That game
is. Epic. I've never once wanted to say maybe there's too much in a game, but there's too much in this fucking game.
Yeah, you can just keep playing that game forever.
Yeah, I'm never leaving.
Still play it.
Yeah, I'm never leaving this game. How many fucking Kurok seeds do I need? Yeah,
all of them. And then you get there's extra downloadable content for it too.
Oh God, there's more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I got another heart. Let me pull out the Master Sword. Ah, it killed me. But I still haven't gotten it. But no, don't tell me. But I never
have like 16 or 17 heart containers to pull that one out.
Oh yes. My God.
Like 16, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still quote unquote breaks in your inventory. So but it just has to recharge and then you can pull it back out of your inventory. That's all I'm going to say about that one. But
one thing though, like I've never died so much playing Zelda, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you found that song yet? The fans are.
I'm still looking for it. God, it's bugging me because I remember listening to it the other day and I'm like, that's a good fucking song. And I'm just looking for it. So let me bring everybody in and you guys can talk amongst yourselves. So let me figure this out. Hi, everybody. Everybody's joining in right now.
I'm Auntie Skeleton.
30 minutes for conversation. So please have at us. So I'm going to look up this song.
Oh, yeah. You still haven't introduced me.
I kind of did.
Oh, yeah. You kind of did.
Kind of. Looking for it. So let me bring everybody in and you guys can talk amongst yourselves. So let me figure this out.
Hi, it's mute.
Right now,
I'm Auntie Skeleton.
30 minutes.
Oh, and we're on
for conversations.
Filet?
Listen to your phone. Not the
radio. Oh, yeah, yeah. You still haven't introduced me.
Someone's going to get muted. That's Bob.
Yeah.
It's Bob.
Not me. I knew better. Oh, man. Hello, I'm Alan, and I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Your fans laugh.
Make me weak at the knees.
Maybe you have a vitamin C deficiency.
That's entirely possible.
Oh, honey, it's just type Joe, 2 diabetes.
Did you get scurvy in addition to everything else?
Oh, please. Please. It's bad enough somebody peed in my DNA and left me with a couple bombs, you know?
That is not where the pee goes.
I blame Dad working at the nuclear power plant for 30 years.
Did he work at 3 Mile?
No, that's on the other side of the state outside of Harrisburg. Dad worked at Shippingport, which was the first nuclear power plant, and that's outside of Pittsburgh. And they had the regular reactor, and then Admiral Rickover built an experimental reactor that ran on thorium. And I'm not kidding. And it actually created more fuel than it used. It created more thorium than it used to run.
You guys remember when they were talking about that thorium-powered car there for a little while?
Oh, please, the Ford Nucleon? I still remember. It was 1959, and they had this city of the future in Pittsburgh. And they had all these things, and they did show the Ford Nucleon experimental car. It would have it seated two, and the nuclear reactor was in the back. And they I'm not kidding. Go to Google Ford Nucleon.
Where would you keep your golf clubs?
Oh, there was nothing wrong.
They were easy to find. They glowed.
There was no trunk, and there was like a circular nuclear reactor that was supposed to be good for 5 years, and then you would exchange it at your Ford dealer.
Could you imagine, like how you would change out a propane tank?
They just swap it off.
Well, they said that it would pop out.
That is
like,
exactly
like a turkey timer.
That is exactly
nuclear reactor. Now, from what I understand about thorium reactors, they need another element to make them work.
Yeah.
They don't work like plutonium reactors.
No, and and thorium can't decay or be enhanced into plutonium or uranium. Oh, yeah. That's why Admiral Rickover wanted to experiment with that. It worked, so quite naturally they shut it down. You know, we can't.
Oh, man, because it can't. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, Dad.
I want a nuclear car.
A Ford Nucleon.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, yeah, man. They said that. I remember that. Like 2020, we were supposed to have automatic cars, and we were supposed to have even people were supposed to have helicopters to fly to work.
Yeah.
People can't fall down an escalator.
Oh, and even then people were supposed to have computers. And of course, the computer looked like a UNIVAC mainframe.
Where the hell is my flying car?
Now you're speaking my language.
Do you remember those old insurance commercials? And he's like, it's 2000. Where are my flying cars?
Yes. As I typed in the Yahoo chat room, see, I'm old enough to remember when Gunsmoke was on radio before it went on TV. Oh, gee, I'm giving away my age.
All right, I found it. Here we go.
Oh, God, you're still looking for that damn song.
I found it, but it's good, though, man. Hang on, I'm going to let this play just for a second. Everybody. That's not right. What is playing? God damn it. That was loud as shit coming from somewhere. Something's playing that, and I don't know what it is. Oh, no, there you go. That would be it right there. So that was a chrono trigger.
I'd love to say it sounds like something anime is about to happen.
I'm going to fast forward because we know the song. Wait, this is not tough.
Oh my goodness, if you play that backwards, I bet you hear satanic chant.
I think this one goes the other way around. You play that one backwards, you get a hymn.
Satanic hymn?
See, I don't know. I heard it the other day. My mouth was on the floor while I was putting together patio furniture. I was like, there's not times where you get like, you hear a really good song like that where you're just like, you know, that cover was better than the original, I think, you know? Like, what? I don't know this song off the top of my head. What the fuck is this song? I'm like, oh, that's right. That's the song that Frollo sang. That's right. Mm-hmm. Man.
Joe, it sounds like you're standing in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, he's probably got a fan blown on him. It's probably hot as balls in LA right
now. It's hot here, so I hope you don't mind the air conditioner.
I don't.
Just crank down your mic just a little bit because it's picking it up if you can. Hey,
hang on and let me tinkle with this.
Yeah, it's May. It's when the weather decides to go from what? 50 to 90.
Yeah. I don't need Southern my California. Second, fellas. I got a call. Please, I don't want to do any work.
Oh, no. You're on call.
Everyone's working from home, so there are no more work hours anymore.
I had somebody at my work this week say, because we had an event that happened earlier this week where a lot of overtime was incurred. A lot. I mean, there was a shitload of people on the phone working on this problem. And you know, IT problems, they can go bad really quick and they could stay bad for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So even though after I've got done writing the goddamn report, it was something where it's like in hindsight, like that could have been done in 40 minutes. But it was 9 hours of investigation while they're working on this. Anyway, so the guy was saying this guy was my boss. He might still be my boss. I don't know. But he was talking about how, you know, you need to make sure that all of the people that are claiming overtime for being on this call, we're actually doing work at that time instead of, you know, not just listening in on the call and doing stuff around the house.
Oh, and I was like, "How the fuck are you supposed to do that?"
I was like, "Okay, boss. Sure, boss. Whatever you want to say." And then I immediately turned to my workforce and I said, "Don't listen to a goddamn word he said. If you were on that call, you were working. I don't give a shit if you were doing laundry. Yeah. I don't give a shit if you were doing other stuff around there. If you were cooking dinner for your family, you were working at the time outside of your normal duty hours. So yeah, you were fucking working. You get to claim that shit as overtime. Nobody works for free around here."
No, that's not the way it works.
And it's just like, I'm this close to like going inspector general on his ass, you know? It's like, don't, no, dude, no, you're going to run afoul of HR so fucking quick saying shit like that.
Oh, I wish I could get away with that.
You should see, by the way, I looked up the Ford Nucleon. And you should see the design of this fucking thing.
Oh, is it the one from like Fallout?
It's the one from Fallout. It's the one from Fallout.
The ones where you shoot them and they fucking explode with a nuclear explosion.
It's supposed to get 5,000 miles before you have to replace them.
That's how I feel about my COVID gas tank right now. I don't remember the last time I had to fill my tank up.
I put $15, I drive a Prius, I put $15 in 2 months ago.
That's kind of nice.
And yeah, it's like I haven't had to just go to the store for cigarettes and come back. You know, that's it. I'm like, is this the car from Fallout? And it is. And it is. Yep. So, Joseph, they designed the car from Fallout. Is he still gone?
He's probably still around.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had to damp down a upset person.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
When you're a public servant, that's what
you're a public servant.
Yeah.
It's what you gotta. It's what you. It's just what you have to do.
But do you, I think that we should give nuclear power another go.
I'm a big fan of it. I'm actually a supporter.
I am.
If it weren't so prohibitively expensive to actually build.
Yeah. But that's why you have to put more research into it, because the more research and work you put into it, the easier it is, the cheaper shit gets.
I want my Isaac Asimov, you know, nuclear powered pendants where it'll power all of your electronics and shit that you have on you, kind of thing. That's what I want.
Because
incorporate them into belt buckles, and then you got built in population control too.
There's some research going on in Australia to basically make use of the uranium in situ in the ground. So instead of building above ground reactors with all of the issues that they have, you're effectively building it where it is.
Pipe, water through.
Lovely natural, geothermal.
Yeah.
All of that lovely natural protection against radiation. And I think that's actually the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every time, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say the increasing efficiencies of renewable resources like geothermal, wind, solar, those are going to quickly outpace the viability of nuclear.
I mean, because, yes, there's going to be issues and frightening accidents, but every time there's an accident and you just stop, we would never have landed on the moon. If Orville and Redenbacher or whatever stopped when they crashed their first plane, it was like, all right, let's stop. Flying is way too dangerous. Orville and Redenbacher.
Yeah, you need to talk to my aunties about my cousins and I. When we were kids, we developed this passion for flying that involved bed sheets, broomsticks, and jumping off the shed roof and more than one trip to hospital.
Saw that movie, Bed Sheets and Broomsticks.
Knobs and Broomsticks.
I know.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Bed Sheets and Broomsticks.
That was the joke.
That's a porno.
That was not a bad one.
They did do a porno version of it back in the 70s. That was back when they made porno versions of everything.
Nothing's changed.
They've got a porno version of Rick and Morty.
There's a porn producing studio. I don't remember what their name is, but they make actually really accurate to like character and story. Yeah. Like porn parodies that they have, like the Batman one that they came out with a couple years back, like the 1966 Batman.
Yeah,
it's actually really fucking well done.
Yeah, it's
Who's jumping in? Okay, thank you.
No, I can't remember his name, but
pow, fuck,
it's what it's like, too.
It was.
Come.
Yeah. My bad, I clicked wrong.
Where were you playing there, Arduin?
I was working on the microphone settings, and I actually clicked on just like a few centimeters next to that.
Oh, and happy belated birthday. I know I joined you on stream earlier this week.
Yeah, thank you for that. It was cool, man.
Sorry I couldn't stick around more. I was in the middle of doing the day job, so I could only absolutely fuck around enough.
Absolutely understandable.
Though I went out the very next day and I picked up a handful of the Jackbox games, and I played with my kids earlier today. And for the most part,
that's fun.
It's okay, but there's sometimes where there's a question and I'm like, oh shit, I'm not explaining that one to you kids. Whoa, nope.
Has anyone had to do the homeschool thing with their kids?
My
I don't have any kids either, so fuck that. Sorry.
I mean, fortunately both
internet
both
high five.
I'm lucky enough that both of my kids are old enough where we can just say, look, all your shit's online. Log in, do your shit, and I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, for the most part.
It's hey, you doing your shit? Okay, good.
My youngest are still needing a lot of help when it comes to some of their stuff. They're not going to be the brain power that my oldest is. Like she's a super nerdy, you know, bookaholic, mm-hmm. can understand math, do it very quickly in her head. And one of my twins is pretty good at doing math. But at the same time, she's that frustrating level of doing math where you need to show your work.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my head. I'm like, I know you did. I've done that before too. But you need to put it on the paper because your teacher's going to think that you're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to think that you're not actually knowing what you're doing when you get to the answer. It's good exercise for you to do all the work. And she's like, but I don't want to. I'm like,
I got to get her to do my taxes. She's doing that show your work shit.
Well, see, that's why I'd let somebody else do my taxes so their name's on that shit if it's wrong. I'd be like, nope, they prepared it. Nope, if I'm going to get audited.
It's not that fucking hard.
No, it's not, but I have certain extenuating circumstances that make it so tax filing is a little bit tougher than the normal 1040 EZ. So,
oh, yeah.
Here's a question about the way life is going now. How long do you think it's going to take? And based on that answer, do you think society has changed forever?
Yeah, there's not. We're not going to go back to the way things were.
Oh no!
This time next year we might be out of it.
This time next year we might be out of it. That's fine. But do you think we as a society?
Oh God, no! We're not. We're no. We'll never go back to what.
You guys are talking about. We're talking
about COVID-19 right now. We've been just jumping around, but right now we're talking about, is life going to be the same now that COVID-19 is here?
And I think in a lot of ways we'll eventually go back to where we were now. In a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, the disease is going to kill enough idiots as it is, so maybe we will be able to work towards some sort of utopia. Did you guys see Huntington Beach today?
Yeah, not nearly enough. Not fast enough.
Joe, you're muted. I muted you because you were a little bit loud on that one, but I just wanted to say, like, you are firsthand dealing with all the Newsom haters. Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean?
So Huntington Beach had one of those protests today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And like in Michigan when people was bringing guns and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but there were easily, Joe, you would say like 10,000 people that were showing up to that beach protest. There was a lot of fucking people.
More.
Yeah, more than that.
What happened, Joe?
What happened was that, got to remember, this is Orange County that we're talking about. And that's like ruby red generally, except in the last election, they went absolutely blue and threw out a bunch of Republicans. But they're basically conservative, born again, ex-gens. And there was a big rally there. And there, it's a coalition not only of the Proud Boys and the militia,
That's still one of our most watched videos when you were on there. I was about to say your real name. Sorry, Auntie Skeleton. When you had that episode with us there where we were talking about the Proud Boys, you're like, wait, what? And we started talking about the beating each other up over breakfast cereal shit. And
They're such a special group.
Proud of your boy. Proud of your boy.
And finally, Governor Newsom had enough today and he started arresting some of these jackasses. Thank you. But here in California, though, I know, like in Michigan, they brought the guns and they were pointing them at the state senators from the balcony. California, you can't do that because when the Black
Panther, brandishing, isn't it?
Back in the 60s, Reagan signed a bill saying no guns on the Capitol grounds.
Well, that's why you shouldn't have any in the state capitol to begin with, because it's a state building.
Aside from that, I was watching Sam Cedar today, and he was basically arguing that it's basically like terrorism. You're enforcing your political. You're trying to do something with your guns. You're trying to bring out a point with your guns. Mm-hmm. That's basically terrorism. It's low-tier terrorism. It's kind of terrorism.
Nobody of color would go away with that shit.
That's what I say. Let's play the game.
Auntie and I were talking about ahead of time.
If this was black people, what do you get?
Yeah. Well, how many bullets would you get?
How many bullets would you win?
Sounds like the darkest game show.
Mm-hmm. You know, how many would you win?
If you were not white, How many bullets would you get?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Racism, the game show.
Yeah. You can't take a knee against police brutality. Oh, that rhymed. Oh, that rhymed.
Writing that down for future.
But let's put it this way. They are protesting being slightly inconvenienced when there is a pandemic. It's not going to slow down. You're making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, but they don't. It's, yeah, science is a conspiracy. They're,
well, and that's the biggest problem I have with these assholes is that you're being asked to sit at home.
I also wonder how much of this has to do with, you know, the whole white privilege thing.
Well, most of this shit is all ass.
By the way, hi, Sylvia. I know you.
All of it.
A lot of them are being paid by the, you know, people like the,
That's, yeah, I was going to say it's all Koch people. Brothers. It's the fucking. Yeah.
Brother. You mean Koch brother?
Yeah, Koch brother.
He's dead.
Right. The other one won't die. I don't know why.
Family in Michigan.
You know he's still around. He's just undead now.
Well, I mean, they've kept Dick Cheney alive this fucking long. I'm sure they've managed to keep some sort of.
How many years without a heartbeat? Evil,
right.
He's like Mr. Burns.
Your country, guys.
And it ripples out to your country, so you know what?
What country are you in? What country are you
in? I'm from the Netherlands, and
I'm coming.
Until later, I was pretty proud of my country, but we'd be getting protests too.
No. Roll out the trundle bed. I'm coming.
I picked up a.
I'm pretty proud. Our IC numbers are below our user max. Audacity dropping. Well, normally there's a maximum. There's like in normal circumstances, there are no more than this many IC bets taken, and we're below that number now. Okay. So that's actually good. Positive. Our schools are going to open up. The 11s, our elementary schools.
Kill them kids.
Maybe
we can get
they're doing it really
help.
Slowly. They're cutting the classes in half.
Wait, hang on. And we've got the perfect sound for them opening their schools. Hang on. Netherlands is opening their schools, everybody. Hang on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. the coffin.
All the parents. That's probably going to be the first week with all the parents. All the parents are like, yeah. No, but what they do, they're cutting the classes in half. And they have to go in and then each half has to go in like every other day.
Down the middle or at the waist.
But they don't. Yeah. They don't make.
I knew that you were going to make that joke. But
don't they make child size hazard suits?
But and they said, "Listen, we're not going to police any school attendance right now. If parents said just still say, I'm not going to risk it, then we're not going to enforce that right now." So that's
help! I'm being repressed.
No. So that's why I'm actually kind of proud, and I gotta have to say it. I say it everywhere. Gun to my head, I would still not vote for our prime minister. He's a liberal fuck. He's a liberal fucktard, and I hate him. However, I have to really commend him for how he's handling this crisis. And he's doing it really well. He even went so far as to say that on a day that he had to announce, we're not releasing the some of the restrictions. We're gonna keep on the restrictions for a while, despite the numbers looking good, despite everyone staying at home. And he said, "Listen, it kept me up a few nights. I had to lie awake because of this decision." And because it's hard for me to tell you guys, you're doing a good job. We're going to keep on it a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel that same way.
Yeah. And that way of communicating, showing some vulnerability, I really respect that.
See, and I don't have a problem with the staying at home part. I mean, I talk a big game whenever we're talking the show here and we're doing stuff. I mean, because we take things to the 11 here on the show.
Yeah. Well, to the 2 for me, because...
Well, we'll have you on more.
Huh? What?
If you're willing to be on more, we'll have you on.
Yes, I'm willing to be on more. Ah! I got nothing else to do.
So, I mean,
I'm catching bugs in Breath of the Wild.
I may be complaining about like having to be at home and doing the office shit here while this is going on, but honestly, that doesn't have anything to do with the telework part of it. It's the fact that I'm on day shift at the same time. My wife is on day shift because we're both essential employees and we continue to work. And I swear to Christ, if I have to hear her say, no, I don't do anything with unemployment, please call this office one more time, I'm going to lose my shit. Because being a day shift employee with doing the job that I do is 5.5 hours a day of listening into fucking briefings where I don't get to say a goddamn thing, you know? And then it's 3 hours of me scrambling to get actually some work done. And then in between trying to, you know, cook breakfast for the family or, you know, get a snack tray out for the kids or do some homework with them and shit. And it's just, it's fucking hard because I never thought I would miss working on swing shift, but Jesus Christ, I miss working on swing shift.
I miss the filthy DC Metro.
I know that Metro well.
I don't blame you.
I miss waking up. I miss getting in my car. I miss driving to the metro station. I miss the homeless people. There's this guy. I wonder where Tony is. There's this guy. I used to see him every day. And, you know, he lived out there, man. And I wonder what he's doing. I wonder how he is.
If you ever find yourself out at Old Ebbitt Grill, take a picture for me.
Ain't no grill. Last time I went to work was to go get my because I work for the government and I have to do some stuff by hand. And then we eliminated that. Last time I went into my office was about a month ago to do some hand certifications and to pick up my plants. Right,
they're dying.
they were almost dead. Because I haven't been, you know, and I haven't been back since. And I peeked out and I looked for Tony. I could not see him. And it was a fucking tumbleweed, you know, there was nothing there. And I'm like, what's happening? You know, and I'm thinking when all this is over, you know, we as a society, and I don't mean like, you know, oh, will life get, I mean, like, will we greet each other the same way?
No, hugs are gone. Shaking hands are gone.
Yeah. Will we eat the same way? Will movies be the same? Will, you know, okay, well, like...
theaters, I can't tell you how much I miss the movie theater. I miss the movie theater.
Me too. Drive-ins
are coming back.
I don't have a subscription to the movie theater for nothing.
Yeah.
I have a subscription to them. And, so, and that's how much I love going.
Somebody, I think her name... somebody on YouTube made a video about how like 9/11 changed TV and like how back in the late 90s, you had all these TV shows that starts that took place in New York, like, you know, Seinfeld and all that shit. And then Friends. And after 9/11, nobody in those shows talked about what happened. And then you got shows like My Name is Earl and Scrubs and The Office that didn't take place in the big city. They took place in small towns because people weren't interested in that life anymore. You know what I mean? And the shows weren't sitcoms anymore. And they got rid of laugh tracks because shit wasn't funny anymore.
Because laugh tracks are...
Laugh tracks are terrible.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, you better not be defending them, or Kyle. I was going to get mad at you.
Because they stopped being funny at the same time, right after 9/11. In the early 2000s.
Yep.
That shit stopped being funny. Like, those kinds of subtle changes are going to start happening right around this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I love that shows don't have laugh tracks now because I laugh at the most inopportune times half the time. My wife looks at me like, what are you laughing about? I'm like, you don't know how absurd that entire fucking thing was. Like, how hard it must have been for him to keep a straight face and making that joke right there.
Yeah.
She's like, there was a joke? I'm like, yeah.
Little societal
change. Take 66.
Multi-camera shows. The way movies change. The way we as society dress, act. you know, the way women are treated, the way, you know, all these things, all that shit changes, you know. I can't wait.
So yeah, it's going to be a new world because there's no such thing as normal anymore.
No. You know?
I have two questions for you folks in America.
But I'm ready for the new normal. So let's just say that, because this is aggravating.
This is a transitory period between the old and the new. And
yeah. What's your questions, by the way?
Well, yeah.
Australia basically just doubled unemployment benefit because so many people are going on it. And the conservative government realized that if they didn't protect all of those hundreds of thousands of people who've just lost their jobs and force them to go on to what had been there before, which was half of like the amount that's on the poverty line, they knew they'd lose the next election. So they've basically doubled it so people can actually live on it. And I'm
just trying to...
We're not that smart, no.
How is America coping? Like,
We're not.
Oh no.
Okay, so that's the short answer. So,
starvation. What's going on there?
Because let me give you a little bit more of a nuanced answer here, because what we have right now, especially in a lot of the red states, is that you have the relaxations coming up for businesses to go back to work. They're doing that so that they don't have to offer unemployment anymore. Mm-hmm. So people are going to go back to work, or they're not going to go back to work, and they'll have to quit, or because if you get fired, you could take unemployment. You can't do it if you quit yourself. So that's one of the main things they're trying to do is get people to voluntarily quit their jobs because they don't want to come back into a dangerous situation. So therefore they can't be on state assistance because unfortunately, I've been listening in on phone calls behind me with my wife working, and there are people that are doing better on unemployment than they were at their jobs.
Yeah.
And that tells me as a country that we are completely fucked when it comes to labor.
Because what we're kind of getting from the news here in Australia is that there's a huge problem with lots of people are unemployed, but they don't have unemployment benefit because they haven't actually been fired. It's just they're not getting paid any hours. So I'm like, okay, after a month, we've been told there's concerns about mass evictions from, you know, rental properties. We've been told there are concerns about people getting into debt, but we're not being told if it's actually happening yet.
Well, it's not happening in California because Governor Newsom has blocked evictions, but in the red states, that's happening.
Also, yeah.
In like, especially in the southern states, there's absolutely no real safety net. And they expect people to go to churches to ask for help.
Yeah.
And they keep voting these people back in.
Yeah. Why do you think that they keep saying, oh, charity and all this? You're going to see a lot of Kickstarters coming. You're going to see a lot of churches going, donate, because they're hiding this whole idea of, oh, charity, let's work together as community, because they don't want to pay.
Yeah. About the only thing that I'm going to give credit, sorry, Ardoman, the only thing that I'll give credit to for Utah is that the LDS Church saw this coming, the whole COVID-19 thing, and they locked everything down. They said, hey, they no more church.
They did. And they've been, they have been handing out a lot to assist people. They've been doing a lot of assistance.
To just Mormons or to everybody
it's members else? Only. Yeah, it's a members only kind of thing.
And that's just that's pretty shitty.
It is pretty shitty.
But at the same time, you know, that's, you know, half the population of the state.
It's a good way to convert the population.
Yeah.
That's what Jehovah's Witnesses do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't help anybody else but Jehovah's Witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
They've been waiting for Armageddon since the 1800s.
Yeah.
And but what businesses been, don't they, sorry, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but go what ahead.
Businesses don't they differentiate between like businesses where there is contact with people and no contact with people, because that's basically what we're doing here. They're hardly any business.
They consider that an invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Here, probably every company that doesn't do any contact, any physical contact with people, mm-hmm. they just been told, like, listen, do the 1.5 meter thing, do the social distancing thing, then you can remain open. And some companies did close for a couple of days so that they could get they could.
It's only 1.5 meters?
Fine.
And that only,
yeah, 1.5
what's
meters.
A meter?
About 3 feet. Okay. About a yard.
1.5 meter. Do the 1.5 meter thing. I think it's too little. I think it's too few as well, but okay. But do the 1.5 meter thing. And,
the rule's
and
been
fine.
The rule's 1. Been 6 feet meters? Here in America, so about almost like 2 meters. And I've told my kids to stay, like when we go around the park, I'm like, give 15 feet between other people. They're like, how many is 15 feet? I'm like, I will yell at you if you are not far enough away from somebody.
Get away from that other person.
God damn it, get away from that person.
I was at my local Winco store today, and I tried to keep my distance like about 6 feet, 6 feet or more.
Oh, yeah.
No less.
Oh, I do the old like person. I do the old person thing going early in the morning.
No, they have, I was just telling them that they have staggered store hours in Maryland. So in Maryland, they have from 6 to 8 is when senior citizens and immunocompromised people only. So
The supermarkets here too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and restricted occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
only so many people at one time.
And they clean all the carts. You have to hand in the carts instead of mm-hmm. just stashing it away. You have to hand it in, and they clean it completely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob, how many nuggets tonight?
What is that?
No, hang on. I just want to see if it says anything.
Just one.
Okay. he lives in Oregon, so...
in Maryland, mass...
Occupancy was a hard word, so I was just kind of laughing about
that. It was, you know... Hey,
I've been drinking, so I could probably have a hard time with 5-syllable words too. So I'm just giving you a hard time.
I don't have a drink. I should probably leave all y'all and go get me some. But anyway.
We're gonna wrap up. We're gonna wrap up here in a second, so we can take our first little break. And
it's come back and everything,
but. In Maryland, masks are mandatory if you are outside. Nope.
Yeah, it should be optional here, but I choose to wear one whenever I go to the store.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna show y'all.
Does this count? Can you do this?
Hold on.
I'll be
back.
Not even optional.
My second point.
No masks here.
Well, we have to have masks.
Arts and crafts time with Auntie Skeleton.
My second question.
I didn't show off my underwear when I stood up, did I?
No.
Not that we're going to
say. Okay, good.
Not the one that's underneath that comforter back there.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm the one that got embarrassed a couple weeks ago.
Handmade.
Oh, I remember that joke. Nice.
Kyle still has that video.
I do.
Handmade.
That's uptown.
Thank you. Sewing machine. This one, I haven't washed this one. That's why
you're supposed to wash them. What the fuck am I? Oh no, I've been doing it wrong.
But handmade sewing machine. This one I didn't make it right, and the elastic's too short, so it makes my ear stick out. So I don't wear this one. This one's my favorite. I love it. This one's upside down, but yeah. So yeah, I've been my free time making masks. That's all.
My second question was going to be, what's the reaction been in America to the numbers of dead now being greater than the numbers of dead in Vietnam?
Okay, we're doing a great job. We're doing a great job. What a nasty question. What a nasty question.
You sound just like him.
Fake news.
Yeah.
You are fake news. We're doing a great job.
I mean,
are doing...
It's difficult to gauge that response because usually you then have to explain what Vietnam is to most people because they just don't know a thing happened.
And when I've got a quote,
we don't give a fuck about history.
All the wars.
This is going to be the quote that will lead us into what we're going to be talking about on the show tonight because I had to dig this one up, but God damn it, it got spread everywhere before I got a chance to scoop everything.
I'm so mad about it because like I thought I was on to something. But no, everybody's talking about Alex Jones now because he used this.
He wants to eat people.
I will eat your ass.
Oh,
that's hot. No,
that's on the soundboard forever now.
There's a reason.
Don't ever make me think about Alex Jones wanting to eat my ass ever again.
There's a reason his wife has sole custody of their children.
But really, back to the
play question. It again.
Wait, hang people on. Did you just say?
I am Paul Brucho.
Kellyanne Conway.
I've been having fun fucking fighting these
things today. People aren't really responding to that.
I understand.
They're too fun. Big.
Say that again.
The numbers are just too big for people. Once you get over like a handful of thousand, it's just okay.
And then it gets to a million, and then that's when people are gonna start paying attention again.
Right.
Yeah.
Once it hits, like, well, probably once it hits 100,000. Once it hits 100,000, yeah, once people are gonna go, whoa.
But you will still have Fox saying it's fake news and that the.
Oh, yeah. It's still gonna be, but like 150 died from.
Because that's
old age.
It's not human intelligence!
It's gonna be far more interesting to look at the overdeath numbers. Mm-hmm. But at least that's what we call them here. It's like how many more people actually are reported deaf in comparison to last year and the year before that, the year before that. Because then you're going to freak out because those are more, those are also the deaf people that haven't been reported of COVID-19 or died because they didn't have any access to medical facilities because of the virus. Oh, yeah. That's going to be scary.
Yeah, that's what Trump's doing.
Isn't going to show up until later.
He's moving the goalposts because he's like, predicted 2 million people are dead. We were going to die, but only 60,000 people are dying. So we're doing a pretty great job. Yeah,
because you did something.
and this madman might get reelected.
They did a pretty good job making sure that those goalposts were on carts that were easily movable.
Oh, yeah, and also
they never even planted goalposts. It's constantly.
It's on a dolly. We can move it around wherever we want. Yeah,
we can put it wherever. We put the goalposts wherever we want.
Reporting, like how many viral victims are dying in nursing homes? Florida is not releasing the figures at all.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh God. Hey, we're fucked, everybody.
Yes, we are.
Pretty much.
I'm just waiting for more evidence to come out. And it's there. It's not conclusive that disease does severe damage to your body afterwards, even if
you're young. You sent me that link earlier this week.
Oh, great. So
there's evidence that it's related to clotting factor in blood. And so it damages your pulmonary system, your circulatory system. And even if you are young and healthy when you get it, there is, it looks like they are predicting it's going to cause breathing problems and circulatory problems and immunosuppressant problems later in life. So basically, we could be seeing in 10 years' time a pandemic of people with chronic lung problems and chronic immune system issues.
Yeah, I heard from somebody else on YouTube saying that they had a sudden pneumonia that came out of nowhere, like the one that I had, with no other symptoms. And I was just like, I wonder if maybe we had something like that. So,
I mean,
I've even heard that the reason that lots of Black people are dying of it more is because we don't produce as much vitamin D in like northern latitudes. The reason why it hasn't hit Africa is hard. Is because, you know, they get plenty of sunlight. You know, I don't produce as much vitamin D. I have vitamin D deficiency. Lots of us do in North America, or basically northern latitudes, because we don't get as much sun as if we did in southern latitudes. Vitamin D, something about your blood flow and getting to the lungs and some shit. I don't know.
So you're telling me it's not normal to hear my heartbeat?
Yeah. So that's another thing. So
you're telling me my blood's super chunky.
Yeah. And so I was prescribed vitamin D pills the last time I had high blood pressure problems. And so was my mom. You know, you take these pills once a week, vitamin D. And like, I was like, is it normal?
Big fucking pill too.
Yeah. They're like, is it normal? It's like a lot of black women need to take these pills when they have heart problems. I'm like, oh, great.
Thanks. Are you able to get out in the sunshine more?
I telework. Yeah. 8 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Where you are, it's like, is there anywhere that you can actually go and sit in the sunshine while you're doing it?
Well, the back patio. So,
are you still at your mom's?
Yeah. For now, I'm like, I was this close to like buying a house, and gee, thanks for the $1,200, Donald Trump. I'm ever so much closer. You know,
God damn it. He had to send a fucking letter.
I got that letter.
The letter came in this week.
I got that letter.
Yeah, I got that letter too.
Enjoy that letter. Yeah.
Okay. Raise your hand if you read that letter on fire.
Wipe your ass with it.
I put mine in the trash.
Right to the trash.
Yeah. Opened it up. What is this? Oh, fuck.
I looked at it and I'm like, I've sent you this much money. Fucker, this is my money. What the fuck are you talking about?
His signature looks like a seismograph. Don't it?
That's the only thing. We're not getting anything.
Well, why not?
Yeah, but your country takes care of you though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
All it is
you don't have to worry about a $12,000 medical bill.
Yeah.
Oh, $12,000? That's just like one visit.
That was my pneumonia appointment. I'm still paying.
Yeah, that's. Oh, yeah. I just needed to go to the doctor for. I just
needed to go to the doctor to not die. You know.
Yeah. You didn't really need any serious medical attention.
Hold on, one emergency away from a bankruptcy.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I'm my granddad, I go in to tell my grandkids about the legendary country of America that once existed.
Yes. America.
I'm still waiting for California to basically go, no, fuck you, Trump. We're doing it by ourselves.
Same. Well, that's what Maryland is
kind of what they're doing.
As in officially, and
Maryland went to South Korea to get fucking medical supplies.
Well, the whole West Coast is pretty much unified in one section.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Three governors are talking to each other.
Yeah,
and I think that the Delmarva. The MVA, Maryland, DC, Virginia, we should just break off and make our own Northern Virginia, not the rest of, not stinky Virginia. No,
things are getting crazy.
Yeah.
Politicians out of DC and become your own independent nation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, DC has been vying for statehood. I was born in DC, right? Yeah. Like a lot of us, we were born in DC, we moved out in, into Maryland in the 80s, you know, a lot of the families did. And we vied for statehood for years, you know, DC.
They honestly should be a fucking state because they act as if they were just normal statehood. Mm-hmm. And they don't have any of the representation. So it's a fucking constitutional.
Mm-hmm. Taxation. Our license plates, DC license plates say taxation without representation on them.
You know what will happen? They'll really fuck you up. They'll let you become a state, but combined with Puerto Rico. So it'll be the state of Washington, Puerto Rico.
Well, that's okay. We need more liberals anyway.
But
so.
You know what? That population would be gigantic.
It would be.
Yeah, but population. Just imagine having that kind of distance, how screwed up.
That would be. About 15 House seats. That would be a lot, you know.
Uh-huh.
They don't want us.
Two senators, but 15 House
seats. You're talking about distance, Enwin. Here, the part of the kingdom of the Netherlands is also Greenland. Aruba, Curaçao, and Bonaire.
That's true.
Well, they are part Denmark, of the kingdom of the Netherlands.
Australia, strictly speaking, 70% of it, of Antarctica is Australian territory.
Nope. You nobody don't get to claim
lives
that.
Nobody lives there, but you know.
God damn it, you're just like China trying to claim the South China Sea and Taiwan.
No. That is actually recognized. About 70% of it is considered Australian territory.
It's only recognized, though, by the other people who are claiming bits of the Antarctica, though. It's not recognized by the rest of the world.
I think Antarctica should be like, it should be like the moon and Mars, where you're not able to claim any of it.
But. Well, Australia's basically signed off that said, look, the only reason why we're taking a claim on it is because it means that we can...
Because we're close.
Isn't that the ice wall that like so that keeps the Earth?
Literally.
So they can
keep the White Walkers out.
Yeah. So they
can going in and raping the place looking for minerals, oil, and
That's going to happen.
No, you can't do it. Well, it's the whole continent's been declared effectively national park or international park. But yeah, that was why Australia keeps maintaining its stance, is it means that they can actually tell oil companies to fuck off with their drilling equipment.
Well, I mean, Dick Cheney with his robot heart and the remaining Koch brother with his dark crystal of his other brother hanging out is going to show up down there. The Skeksis brothers coming down there and they're going to try to mine fucking Antarctica. I swear to Christ. But you know what? We are at that time, so I'm going to...
We build an interesting universe.
Nope. We got to stop.
I can subscribe.
We got to stop. We could keep going like this for another 3 fucking hours. And maybe one of these days we'll allow it to happen. But
maybe one of these days.
You need that movie.
It's almost 7 a.m. I don't care.
I need to get more bugs and wet Breath of the Wild.
So we're gonna call it quits here on the patron show. We're gonna jump into the regular show here in a second. So we'll catch you guys here in a little bit. Auntie, you had a pluggable that you wanted to give everybody.
Yeah.
This isn't going public until 2021, so I hope that you're still doing it by then. But I'm just saying.
Yes, I am.
So go ahead. So. What's your pluggable?
Unless we're all dead by then. Oh no. So.
Damn.
I am a stand-up comedian. I am with a comedy troupe in DC called Laugh Index Theater. Please come and see us. We're going to be doing virtual comedy shows if you want to laugh during all these horrible, wonderful times. Come to litcomedy.com and see some of our virtual shows coming up next week. That's litcomedy.com/shows. To see us.
Well, someone's typing it in.
Yes. So I'm going to be going on May 20th for our stand-up show. That's litcomedy.com/shows. But we do have a show coming up on the next Wednesday. On the next Wednesday. Actually, I know. I think our next show is the 13th. But I'm going to be appearing on the 20th. You want to see some stand-up. Because you can't go to stand-up clubs anymore. They're all closed. Sorry. But we're doing virtual Zoom stand-up. So please come and join us. That's LIT Comedy.
And Kyle and I are big supporters of stand-up comedy. Make sure you go and frequent your local comedy club. Yes. It means the fucking world to everybody. Yes. So
we got sketch and improv and stand-up all on Zoom. Virtual, have a laugh, try to relax, come out of the mundane, watching fucking Tiger King again, watch some stand-up, support some performers, that's all.
The goddamn Joe McHale special shouldn't count. It shouldn't count as an episode of Tiger King. No, it's wrong. It's bad.
It was bad.
haven't seen one episode.
I refuse.
Nope. You're not missing anything, guys. All you got to know is just Carol Baskin murdered her husband.
My God. I hate that. That's the only thing people take away from that shit. Misogyny. No,
what I take away from is that every one of those assholes is the same goddamn person. Every single one of those animal conservation or animal zoologists or whatever the fuck they are, they're all just taking advantage of whatever the fuck it is.
It's what happens when you don't have any black friends. There, I said it.
We're working on it. Okay, guys, I'm going to put you guys to that other screen that says that we're done for the week.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Just to come over here and... God damn it, it is not working for me. Hang on one second. I've got ED of mouse clicks here going on. Okay, there we go. Outro screen is there. And, okay. And I'll be...
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen. All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.